HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member states, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
Not just want to be completely transparent is what I've stated all the time. Sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last 3 regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked 3rd in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Cashback is not available. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member states, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
And I just want to be completely transparent, is what I've stated all the time. I sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last 3 regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked 3rd in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Cashback is not available.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member states, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
I just want to be completely transparent, is what I've stated all the time. I sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last three regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Cashback is not available.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member states, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
And I just want to be completely transparent, is what I've stated all the time. Sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last 3 regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked 3rd in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Cashback is not available.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
enjoying this local program, find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have enjoying
this local program, find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have enjoying this local program, find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
enjoying this local program, find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds. Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
enjoying this local program,
find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
enjoying this local program,
find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.